As the summer of 2015 races towards its seasonal finish line, stateside producer Mike Blank wonders just what summer festivities will Michiganders be celebrating in the not-too-distant future.
And now, a minute with Mike.
Once again, it's time to dust off the old Futuretron 2000 and see what's happening in our state's future. Dateline, summer 2050. Lake and river towns throughout Michigan are undertaking final preparations for tonight's 30th annual celebration of carp, or carpration, as some Michiganers fondly refer to it as. Since its arrival in the Great Lakes in 2020, the Asian carp has revolutionized Michigan's industry and diet. The bustling cartopolis of Ludington, once a sleepy lake town, is putting on three nights of fireworks to honor the fish that has created thousands of jobs. Not to be outdone, Alpena will attempt to break the Guinness Book of World Records for the largest carp cake. Nicknamed the Alpena Queen, the carp cake should weigh in at over 400 pounds, easily beating the previous record holder, the 257-pound Harbor Beach Haggie. All across Michigan, folks are prepping for carp tastings, carp bastings, carp frying, carp drying, carp stewing, and even some carp gluing. Of course, the exact date of carp entry into the Great Lakes is unknown. However, scientists theorize that the invasive fish bypassed electrical barriers near Chicago waterways by simply being picked up by a bird and then accidentally being dropped on the other side. The first large pod of Asian carp was found in Lake Michigan in the summer of 2020, which now, of course, marks the carpration celebration. And now we return to present day, where Asian carp are still safe behind an electric barrier. For now.